Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth video game podcast. We don't sell lots of games, we sell game stuff though, and I do like to talk about them. This week's biggest news just came across my desk. The Xbox One is apparently getting a price drop this weekend. It looks like it's going to be getting a $50 cut in its various forms, so if you've been holding off on the Xbox One, you know these price drops come along in every video game generation cycle. It's usually a good time to buy. Downloadable this week on the PlayStation 4, Aegis of Earth, Candlelight, D-Generation HD, EA Sports UFC 2, Joe Devers Lone Wolf Console Edition, Paragon, Salt and Sanctuary, Samurai Warriors 4 Empires, Senran Kagura Estival Versus, sure, why not, Sheltered, and Tetrabot and Company. But the real winner is Arcade Archives Bubble Bobble, the original arcade game. If you have not played Bubble Bobble, you are probably not my age. But basically, it's a great game where you have two little things that they call dinosaurs that aren't dinosaurs, but whatever, and they shoot bubbles out of their mouth, and you attack other enemies by hitting them with a bubble, and they float around, and you gotta pop the bubble, and then you do the next one. And various snacks and fruits and whatever fall from the sky to get points. You eat candy to get power-ups, and you can basically blow bubbles that shoot out lightning bolts out of your butt, and all kinds of stuff. It's a weird game, but it's really fun. It's from Taito, who gave the world Space Invaders and Arkanoid. So if you've never played Bubble Bobble, it's a mid to late 80s arcade game. I think it was big in Europe, or that's what people say. I don't know how true it is. I got the NES game back in 1988, I think it was, 88, 89. Really good. I still have the cartridge. I bought the Xbox port. If I had a PS4, I'd buy the PS4 port, and even though we don't sell these things, I'm still going on to you for no good reason how much I like Bubble Bobble. So, give it a look. PlayStation 3 also has Aegis of Earth and Samurai Warriors 4 Empires, while the Vita added Senran Kagura Estival Versus, Murasaki Mist Akara's Journey, Aegis of Earth, and Samurai Warriors 4 Empires. Why don't people use, like, third-grade words? I can pronounce those. The Nintendo Wii U added the Pokken Tournament, Bird Mania Party, Mutant Mud Super Challenge, and U-Most, as well as NES ports of City Connection and Dig Dug 2. Dig Dug 2 is a lot of fun. You got kind of a jackhammer thing going on where you can cut off parts of an island, as well as puffing air through monsters and blowing them up. You know, good, clean, wholesome, fun for children. I actually like the game a lot. 3DS owners can grab Mario and Sonic at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games, which is the first reminder I had that there's going to be 2016 Olympic Games in Rio. I had no idea, even though it's an election year. And also, Mutant Mud Super Challenge is on the 3DS. On sale, Entertainment Earth. Kid Robot, buy one, get one 40% off through Tuesday. We've got Simpsons, Alien, Labbits, Gremlins, and more. If we still have Mega Man in stock, you should check those out. They're very nice. And we've got them on sale. And if you spend enough money on in-stock items, you get free shipping in the United States. So check those out. We have also put up a number of exciting new pre-orders. Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, Quiet, 1/6 scale statue. Impressive! Mario Kart 8 XL, chair rail pre-pasted mural. Most impressive. Also, the Super Mario Retro XL chair rail pre-plastered mural is pretty cool. Check out, we got a lot of great 8-bit era Nintendo stuff going up. I'm so happy to see Nintendo licensing all of it, because this is what I grew up with. More on that in a moment. We also put Mattel's Minecraft Minifigure Collection 24-pack. It's a whole case of blind bag figures. If you got kids, if you're doing trick-or-treating, birthday party favor kind of stuff, give us a look. You'll probably like it. But going back to the 8-bit thing, I'm late to the party because I just bought the game Shovel Knight yesterday. You might have heard about it a couple of years ago. It was a Kickstarter 8-bit style game for the PC. Eventually got ported to the Mac. Android for the Fire thing that Amazon has, Xbox One, 3DS, Wii U, all that stuff. I got the Wii U port and the Amiibo. Haven't opened the Amiibo yet, but I started playing it, and it's really fun. It is not exactly an NES game because it has 16:9 aspect ratio instead of 4:3, and there's some stuff with the text that floats a little bit, and I'd say some of the sprites are a little bit bigger and less flickery than they would have been back in the day. But the color palette's there, and the general play control, there's nothing on this that the NES probably couldn't have done pretty much the exact same way. Music's pretty great, graphics are nice and clear, and it looks pretty good in high def. if you haven't played it, it's really neat. If there's a demo you can try, try it. If there's a video you can watch, watch it. It was $20 at the retailer I purchased it at. So if you're like me and you're old and you like old video games like Bubble Bobble, this Shovel Knight ain't bad. I haven't beat it yet, so I can't promise you it's going to be great all the way through. I don't know, but the first four or so levels I played, really, really fun. I'm actually itching to play it some more, hopefully during lunch. After I eat, I'm going to run back down to the TV and see if I can squeeze in another level or two. It's a good time. So, yeah, that's all I got. So I will see you guys next time. That's probably what I'm going to do on my day off next week, because if I don't have Shovel Knight finished by then, I'm going to play it. So, hey, that's a good time. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. Check us out at news.entertainmentearth.com. And we are on the Facebook. So check us out there too. Goodbye, everybody.